بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف بلغ الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز الدورة شيخ العرب والعجم هذا شهقي محمد اقتصب نور الله مرقده. The title is نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر. نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر. اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر. اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر. اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر، اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر۔
مولانا موسیٰ، آپ کو ابھی آپ کا خیال آیا، یاد کیا اور اللہ نے آپ کو بھیج دیا، ماشاءاللہ۔ الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين۔ مولانا موسیٰ، اگر آپ کو کوئی تکلف نہ ہو تو قریب آ جائیں، ورنہ اگر آپ کو وہیں بیٹھنا ہو تو وہیں بیٹھو۔ This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashad kar. What a beautiful poem, and the title also, and rend it also, mashallah. Jazakumullah khair, so beautifully. Nafs dushman hai. Your nafs is your dushman, is your enemy. Dushman ko nashad kar. Destroy your enemy. Don't make him happy. Make him unhappy. Don't fulfill his desires. Allah has made us of two main things. Nafs, which is our body, which is, nafs is referred to our physical body also. And the ruh, the driving force. That is the ruh. That is the life in the human being. This nafs, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has said, khaishate nafsaniya, your natural desires, غير شرعية, which is not according to Sharia, that is called nafs. So this body of us, it is it's made of sand and water, material things, of dunya's things. So it inclines to the dunya. It likes dunya. It likes the beauty of the dunya. It likes all the things of dunya. Nafs, it goes this way. Ruh is from Allah Ta'ala. The ruh pulls towards Allah Ta'ala, pulls towards the commands, the fulfillment of Allah Ta'ala. And there is this battle between the ruh and the nafs. Whoever is the winner, that is what you are. If your nafs is the winner, you are a slave of your nafs. Then you are a slave of dunya, which has been called in the hadith, الدُّنْيَا جِيفَ وَطَالِبُهَا كِلَابٌ. That this dunya is carrion, is a dead animal. Dunya is nothing. And whoever seeks the dunya is a dog of the dunya. So if your nafs is more powerful, you're a dog of dunya. You're just going after carrion, after dead all the time. And if you made your ruh stronger, then your ruh will pull you towards Allah. And once this year is done, your ruh has become stronger, your battle is over. Then you don't have problem that your temptations of guna, and I'm frustrated, I'm getting depressed, too much desire of guna, which is a common thing many of us write and say that, too much desire of guna, and I just want to pull towards guna. The solution is that your nafs has overpowered you. So you take control. You take one more control. If you got a house or in your shop, your what you are saying is not going. You think, I must take control again. All my workers who I delegated work, they now become my bosses. It's time now, I must take over again. So you delegated to your nafs took over. Now you take control again. You take over again. Anyway, in the house, you are too lenient. Your wife is bossing you. Your children are bossing you. They're not listening to you. You think, you say, now I must again take control again. So the way, not your shop, not your house, yourself, we let nafs take control. Now it's time we realize and we say, I must again take control again. We must wean back again. Today we say that our streets are controlled by the crooks, the thugs. And many places they make drug lords. They controlling the society. And people are fighting, we must bring back control. We must control things again. So nafs, that's the first thing. You control nafs, you'll have taken control of everything. Another very easy way to understand this. You've got a very good car, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, 3 liters, 3.5 liters, very powerful, very strong, but your driver is weak. You bought the car, you brought it home, your young boy, 15 years, it's itching him. He has to get in behind the steering, but he can't control the car. He'll destroy everything. And that car, 3.5 liters, strong, powerful car, but you're an experienced driver, matured person, you control the car, no problem. You'll go from here to Cape Town safely. You'll go to Durban safely. And your young boy, he'll just go take a spin around the block and he'll smash the car. And it has happened. A lot has happened. So, we must take control. Don't let the nafs control us. Let the ruh control the nafs. So, the nafs is your dushman. That is also, Allah has said it. That nafs is your dushman, is your enemy. So you take him, realize he's your dushman, and the most stupid person is who makes his enemy happy. If you got an enemy, and you make your hand, you are very careful, you don't give him a chance that he must be able to speak something about you, you know that he's after you. And he's just looking for a fault in you. And he wants to take out something, stir the pot somewhere. So you are very careful. But when we are told by none other than Allah that your nafs is your enemy, and then we still don't even realize him as an enemy, forget making him unhappy. If you got an enemy, if there's a snake in your garden, what will happen to you? If the snake is in your house, in your bed, under your pillow, then what? Nafs is inside you. Shaitan is the outside enemy, nafs, but we are hardly thinking of your enemy. Hazrat's advice is, make your nafs unhappy. Don't do anything to make your nafs happy. But we don't even realize that we got nafs. We don't even realize that he's our enemy. Then we don't even think about making him unhappy. So there is a great advice that we are reminded here in this poem of Hazrat, that realize we got our nafs. Nafs is your enemy. And make your enemy unhappy. Don't make your enemy happy. Apne malik se uth ke faryad kar. And how to make your nafs unhappy? Get up at night and cry to Allah Ta'ala. Any person who's got this problem, his nafs is overpowering him. And there is too much desire of guna. And I feel that I just can't save myself from guna. Whether it is looking at woman, whether it is porn, whether it is my anger, whether it is my pride, whatever it is, the prescription is, get up at night, cry to Allah Ta'ala. Apne malik se uth karke, faryad kar, cry to Allah, will listen to you. And especially when he sees you're really sincere, you're getting up in the middle of the night, why won't he listen to you? Dil ko sajda mein ro ke abad kar. And your heart, by crying and weeping in front of Allah, make your heart abad. Make it alive. Like we have many places, Islamabad. That place there is where Islam is alive. The names are given like that. Many places, abad. Make your dil abad. Make your heart alive. And how to make your heart alive? By crying and weeping to Allah in sajda. That is how to make your ruh alive. And take control again. Let your ruh control your nafs again. Get up in the night. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. Especially those, many write also, the desire for sin is just increasing. So the solution of it is get up in night and cry to Allah and beg of Him and make your heart take control of the situation again. Ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shad kar. And your ruh, by the noor of taqwa, you make your ruh happy. And your ruh will get happy with taqwa. And mashallah bhai ijaz read, ruh ko noor e khuda se tu shad kar. With the noor of Allah ta'ala. Make your ruh shad. Shad, happy. Make it the control. Make it take power. Your nafs, overpower it. Your ruh, give it power. Empower your ruh, not your nafs. Your nafs, you were unmindful. Your nafs ran away with you. It took control. So much so that it bluffed you and beguiled you. You hardly realize nafs is there. You hardly realize nafs is your enemy. You hardly ever thought I must work against. This is a great prescription. If we are just hearing, we will just hear. But those who will practice on it, and especially middle of the night, sometimes, if not always also, get up to Hajj time, cry to Allah. Ya Allah, give me control. Let my ruh be in charge. Let my ruh be in control. And get that noor of taqwa and make your ruh happy. Make it take control again. Nafs dushman hai. Dushman ko nashaat kar. Nafs is your enemy. Your enemy, don't make your enemy happy. Nobody in the world is so stupid. So realize your nafs is your enemy and don't make your enemy happy. Dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar. And your heart with the noor of Allah, make it abad. Let the noor of Allah be in your heart. Let your heart, let your ruh control your nafs. Let it be the boss. The one who is supposed to be the boss, let him be the boss. The government became weak and then rebels overtook. They overran the government. The government said again, we must make a plan. We have to take back our control. So the rebel, nafs, he has taken control. So let the government, the legal government, the government is there by constitution. That is the ruh who is supposed to be the government controlling. Put the government back in control again. Put the ruh back in control. Aur guna ki khaish ko barbaad kar. The result of this desires of guna which are overwhelming you, it is just because nafs has overtaken. The minute you put your ruh in charge, guna's desires will not be there. Simple solution for our islah. And this is every one of us. We got the desire, this guna, that guna. And sometimes it's a little lower. Some sports overtakes us. We just can't keep away from sports. Sometimes some commentary, sometimes news, whatever. Anything like that. So all the solution is put the ruh back in charge again. We were unmindful, ghaflat we were. Rebels came and overran the country. Now put the government back again. And then your desires for guna also, you will see, will just diminish. They will become like hardly anything. You will be able to control that desires very easily. And when you have reached that stage now, go a stage further. Hamd se is zubaku hammad kar. By praising Allah Ta'ala, make your tongue hammad. The one who is always in the praises of Allah. Now go further. Make Allah happy also. Now your ruh is in control. Now the government is back in control. It has seen to all the base. It's taken control of everything. Now start fixing up roads that were damaged. Now see all the services again. Service delivery again. Make the people. So now go a stage further. Government is back in position. So let it now start praising Allah Ta'ala. And make your tongue hammad. Sar ko chaukhat pe unki tu sajjad kar. And your head at the threshold of Allah, place it down, make sajdas, and make your head sajjad, the one that makes a lot of sajdas. Right? Make it sajjad, where you make lot of sajdas now. Praise Allah Ta'ala. Make lot of sajdas to Allah Ta'ala. Qalbo jaanku tu is dar pe abbad kar. And your heart and your soul, on this threshold of Allah, in front of Allah, make it the ibadat of Allah. Continuously be in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Or sukoon dil o jaako khallat kar. What will be the result of this? the peace of mind and contentment of heart, you will perpetuate it. Continuously, you will have great peace of mind, great contentment of heart. You will be living in Jannat in this world. This is that procedure, that first overthrow nafs, that is taken control. You take control again, let your ruh be in charge. Then by the ibadat of Allah, tasbih, zikr, tilawat, etc., make your connection with Allah strong. By all that, now you will become your enjoyment, your peace of mind, your contentment, which the whole world is looking for. But they're looking for it in wrong places. Somebody is looking for it in money. Somebody is looking for it in university degrees. Somebody is looking for it in big houses. Somebody is looking for it in big businesses. All different. But where is it? In the ibadat of Allah. That is where your peace of mind and contentment of heart. A person, really, if you analyze, unless we are so fooled that why you want a smart car that I can drive comfortably, I must have peace of mind, no problem. Why you want a beautiful house, big luxury, to have peace of mind? But sometimes we forget the object also. We get so much involved in fixing the house and putting all extras and ornaments and all that, which takes away that peace of mind. The wife also, litaskunu ilayha, so you find peace of mind. The house also, is you find sukoon in your house, that you find itminan. But the very house which was supposed to give you sukoon, you made it so much, all the time you worry, this thing is not right, that is not right, I must add this, it takes away your sukoon. When a person loses the object, and then you all the time you become a slave of the house. The house was to slave for you and give you peace of mind. But you became a slave of your business. To get money is order to live a nice life, comfortable life, etc. But when you become a slave of the business, now the business controls you. Now you have got no peace of mind, no contentment. You made your business your boss. And you the slave of the business. You have to work to the dictates of the business. So we forget the object also. So the main object of everyone is peace of mind, content. If we can see the lives of the people of Europe particularly. America, they busy from early in the morning till late at night. They are running from place to place. This transport, that transport, traffic jams, all the everywhere. Why? They want peace of mind. But they're looking for it in the wrong place. They lost peace of mind completely. Look for it where it is, turn to Allah. So a person who is sincere, who really wants peace of mind, this is the solution. Turn those people who got problem, too much desire of guna, too much desire of woman, of lust, of all that, get up and cry to Allah Ta'ala. Make your ruh take control, and you will see you'll have peace of mind. You'll have contentment of heart. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر and your ناجائز your حرام desires, destroy those desires. And when for example your child has got something which you don't like, he's eating something which is unhealthy, he's doing something which is harmful, and then he destroys it for the pleasure of his father, how happy won't you get? So for Allah's sake, all your haram desires you got, destroy them. How happy won't Allah Ta'ala get? So you got your desires which are haram. But for Allah's sake, destroy them. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. And for the happiness of Allah, make your heart occupied. Fill your heart up with the happiness of Allah. And destroy this. MashaAllah, how many people, they threw out the TV, they all the wrong things they were doing. Your wrong lifestyle, or even if it wasn't a haram lifestyle, but you threw it up so that you could please Allah. For the rest of my life now, and my hips was weak, I want to fix up my hips now. I got qaza namazes, I want to read my qaza namazes now. And now you change your lifestyle, how happy doesn't Allah Ta'ala get? So this is what we have to do. What a beautiful, how Hazrat has set it out, how to reach it. And when you reach it, what life you will get. If we want to, if we are sincere to ourselves, and we really want this way of life, and that is why we're coming to Majlis, we will do this. And a person who will do this, will see he will get this. And this won't be only in akhirat now. Kesh Allah Ta'ala will give. And he will get this great enjoyment now. And he'll come out of all the problems that he has got. May Allah give us this understanding.
اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر حمد سے اس زبان کو تو حماد کر سر کو چوکٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر دل کو نور خدا سے پھر آباد کر قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ آباد کر اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر مدد والا کا کلام کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے تو دل سے قرب ربانی کتابانی نہیں جاتی کبھی کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی خدا کے فضل کا سایہ جنہیں حاصل نہیں ہوتا خدا کے فضل کا سایہ جنہیں حاصل نہیں ہوتا یہ دیکھا ہے کہ ان کی خوئے شیطانی نہیں جاتی یہ دیکھا ہے کہ ان کی خوئے شیطانی نہیں جاتی بفیض مرشد کامل ملا جو فضل رحمانی بفیض مرشد کامل ملا جو فضل رحمانی تو پھر اس نفس امارہ کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی تو پھر اس نفس امارہ کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی بتوں کی بے وفائی کا ہوا ہے تجربہ تجھ کو بتوں کی بے وفائی کا ہوا ہے تجربہ تجھ کو مگر اس تجربے سے تیری نادانی نہیں جاتی کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی، حسینوں کی نگاہوں میں کسی کی پارسائی سے، حسینوں کی نگاہوں میں کسی کی پارسائی سے بجرم عشق نفسانی پشیمانی نہیں جاتی، بجرم عشق نفسانی پشیمانی نہیں جاتی، خیرت نے گو کیا ہے میرے دامن کو رفو ہر دم، خیرت نے گو کیا ہے میرے دامن کو رفو ہر دم، مگر کیوں عشق کی یہ چاک دامانی نہیں جاتی، مگر کیوں عشق کی یہ چاک دامانی نہیں جاتی، گناہوں پر ندامت سے یہ توبہ کی کرامت ہے، گناہوں پر ندامت سے یہ توبہ کی کرامت ہے، کہ تائب سے کبھی ان کی مہربانی نہیں جاتی، کہ تائب سے کبھی ان کی مہربانی نہیں جاتی، ہمارا مرکز امید، ہمارا مرکز امید رحمت آپ کا در ہے، ہمارا مرکز امید رحمت آپ کا در ہے، کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب، کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی، کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی، میرے دل کو جو بخشی ہے، میرے دل کو جو بخشی تو نے آہوں کی فراوانی، مگر حاسد سے میری آہ پہچانی نہیں جاتی، مگر حاسد سے میری آہ پہچانی نہیں جاتی، میرے مالک کرم سے آپ نے جس پر نگاہ ڈالی، میرے مالک کرم سے آپ نے جس پر نگاہ ڈالی، پھر اس کی بندگی سے شان ربانی نہیں جاتی، پھر اس کی بندگی سے شان ربانی نہیں جاتی، کبھی مشکل میں بھی پڑتا ہے اختر تو بحمد اللہ، کبھی مشکل میں بھی پڑتا ہے اختر تو بحمد اللہ، خدا کے فضل دل سے امید پنہانی نہیں جاتی، خدا کے فضل سے امید پنہانی نہیں جاتی، مگر دل کے تقاضوں سے جو توبہ کی کسی دل نے، تو دل سے قرب ربانی کی تابانی نہیں جاتی، کبھی حسرت کے سر سے اس کی حرمانی نہیں جاتی، کوئی سمجھائے پھر بھی دل کی حیرانی نہیں جاتی، پھر اس کی بندگی سے شان ربانی نہیں جاتی، مگر حاسد سے میری آہ پہچانی نہیں جاتی، تو پھر اس نفس امارا کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی، بفیض مرشد کامل بفیض مرشد کامل ملا جو فضل رحمانی، تو پھر اس نفس امارا کی کچھ مانی نہیں جاتی، کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی.
کسی کے در پہ تو یا رب یہ پیشانی نہیں جاتی. On any other threshold, anywhere else besides Allah, oh Allah, my forehead does not go there. That means my connection is only with you, with no one else. And especially the needs of a person, that he doesn't go to anyone else for his needs. He begs of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala gives him his needs in such a way that you cannot imagine also. One good friend of ours, Maulana Ishaq in Mauritius, he explained to me that he just got married. He came with his wife. They were coming back to Mauritius, a new marriage. They were making Umrah and coming. And they landed at night, booked in the hotel, everything. And his purse got stolen, got missing. Now he's shy to tell his wife, I haven't got money. You just got married and now you have to tell your wife, I haven't got money. He was a dilemma. And you have to buy food, you have to buy things, you need for your taxi, and you've got no money, and who you know in Makkah Sharif? No one. So he told his wife that, see, we're not getting much chance in Makkah, I'm going to stay the whole night in the Haram. Because he had this worry, he's going to now make dua to Allah Ta'ala. He told, if you want to, you join me, if you want to, you stay in the hotel room, you can sleep. But he made this excuse that I'm going to spend the night in the Haram. He spent the whole night in the Haram dua that he only begged from Allah. Didn't beg from anyone else. He says after Fajr, now he's going out, coming out of the door of the Haram, he saw one Arab running towards him. Coming and direct to him in that whole crowd. When you're coming out of the door of the Haram, what big crowd, the rush, the everyone rubbing against one another's shoulders, big rush. He came direct to him and he put an amount of money in his hand. So when we turn to Allah, Allah Ta'ala opens doors like this. One ustad of Chipata Darul Ulum, one person told me one day we were there and we saw him, and then he told me this man here, one time he had some need, desperate need. So he told his khadim, and let's go to this person, a big businessman, pious man also, good man, religious, and I explained to him, I got this need, if you can help me. He said, we took a few steps, he came back again. He said, no, I can't go. It's not right to go. Then his need was desperate, whatever it was, with the family or whatever. So he decided to again 3-4 times, but he turned back. So when that condition comes, that you can't ask anyone also. Even if you want to, you can't ask anyone. You'll rather suffer, but you don't go and ask anyone. So kisi ke dar pe to ya rab ye peshani, my threshold, my begging just can't go to anyone. And when you beg from Allah, Allah will send that person to you, and with great respect and honor he will give, and he will beg you to accept, and he will be happy that you accept, that you accept whatever he is giving you. And when you go, you lose your respect. When you beg from Allah, your respect increases, even in the eyes of the people, your respect. And when you beg of people, and when I was a young boy, we were still in Mia's farm, and some visitors came of a friend of ours from Malawi. They needed a driver. I just still got my license. If you get a driving chance and to drive till Durban, etc., what an opportunity, and a brand new motor car they bought. And you're going to be the driver, and you're a young man, you've got no anything, no attachment to anyone, nothing. So it was a wonderful occasion. Alhamdulillah, the whole trip went. When we came back, the owner of the car, and with his guest of Malawi, he told me, you need anything, you must just come to me, to Pretoria. He was staying in Pretoria. It so happened the first Friday, for some other work, that was not in my mind also. For some other work we went, so when he saw me, he said, oh, you here already. In other words, that he told me, and I hardly thought of him, I hardly thought. So this is how people, they offer you also, but no respect for you. I hardly made salam to him. He just saw me, he said, oh, you here already. That you came in just because I told you whatever you want. So people from there, Allah put this in my heart, never have hope from anyone. No matter how, Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, even your close murideen who put you up to the sky, but don't take it to heart. They say they are just using you for their some benefit, for something. You don't take it to heart. Your buzurgi is between you and Allah. It's not in the eyes of the people. Don't be impressed by people. No matter how they push you up and make you big and praise you, never ever let that go to your heart, never let it go to your mind. So only beg from Allah. Ask your needs only from Allah, from no one else. Kabhi hasrat ke sar, kabhi hasrat ke sar se iski hirmani nahi jaati. Kabhi, never ever, the sorrow which is in the head, say uski hirmani nahi jaati. This that you have been deprived will never leave you. You'll be always like disgraced, humiliated. Koi samjaye phir bhi dil ki hairani nahi jaati. Somebody will even explain to you, but this anxiety of yours won't go away. Like a person, for example, whatever you tell him that Allah is very merciful, Allah will... But when I made this guna, what's going to happen? No matter who explains you, you can't seem to understand. You just wonder, what will happen to me that I committed this guna? And your sheikh, anyone, all people say, you make sincere tawbah, Allah will forgive. But you yourself, he just doesn't want to go. That mashallah, you always good, pious person, don't worry, you're going to Jannah. But you are worried within you all the time. Magar dil ke taqadu se jo tawbah ki, kisi dil ne. But the desires of the heart that a person had, and he made tawbah from that also. That all my haram desires, and he made sincere tawbah. To dil se qurbe rabbani ki taabani nahi chaati. Then, from the heart, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and that taabani, that great joy and ecstasy you get from the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, it doesn't go away when you make tawbah. Sincere tawbah of your guna. Guna is, some many times, it is a blessing in disguise. Guna is guna. But because of guna, you aren't making tawbah. And you aren't coming close to Allah, and a deep connection with Allah. But when you made a guna, and sometimes a very bad guna, now just tawbah, tawbah, ya Allah, what happened? How could I have done this? Now you get that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So it comes and it becomes a cause. Don't commit guna so that I will make tawbah. Then that reality of tawbah won't come. But you fell into a guna. Your nafs overtook you. And now you're crying to Allah. Then you get that great closeness to Allah Ta'ala. خدا کے فضل کا سایہ جنہیں حاصل نہیں ہوتا. Those people who don't have the shadow of the mercy of Allah, the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. And that is when a person does not have a share. He's pious in his way. He's a great alim also. He's doing great work of deen also. But you don't have a share over you. Hadrat's one other poem, that kaise paaye zille rehmani, how will you get that shadow of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala if you don't have a share? By having a share, Allah has made the system. That is how you will get. Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh, what a great, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, you will meet Uwais Qarni. When you meet him, ask him to make dua for you and make dua for the ummah. What is his position? And he couldn't come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the khidmat of his mother. He even asked permission. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you make your mother's khidmat. But with all that fazilat, he didn't become a sahabi. No matter, so great a person that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was told that you must ask him to make dua. But he didn't become a... So until you don't have the shadow of your Shaykh, that's our Shaykh rahmatullah Ali said, that a person went to ziyarat of Medina Sharif. MashaAllah, last night I met one brother, I can't remember now. He told me, I'm going for ziyarat of Nabi Sahib. And together with that, I will make Umrah. Otherwise we all say, I'm going for Umrah. And by the way, we make ziyarat also. But mashallah, he told me that I'm going for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make that also your niyat at least once in a lifetime. Make it every time. Make your object the ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you go there, one ordinary person, young boy told that I'm going for my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ziyarat. That is really. And when you go with that, see what enjoyment you will get. So anyway, when a person makes the tawbah of all the desires of his heart which he had, and then to tawbah kisi dil magar dil ke taqazo se jo tawbah ki kisi dil ne to dil se qurb rabbani ki taabani nahi jaat, that ecstasy and joy of closeness to Allah Ta'ala, it will not go away. We were discussing this, that till you don't, so you go for ziyarat also, this person went. Then he got, it was put in his heart, you won't get that mihrbani of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till you don't come with your shaykh. So Allah has made this system that Uwais Qarni needed his shaykh also. And then he should get, become a sahabi. And millions of Uwais Qarni cannot compare to the lowest ranking of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So this is Allah's system. You can be a great alim, you can be a great abid, you can be doing everything, but till you don't have the shadow of some Allah wala, you are not under him, you won't get that closeness of Allah, which Uwais Qarni couldn't get by not becoming a sahabi. You won't reach there. All your ibadat sawab you'll get. Uwais Qarni, what a position of his mother's khidmat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raising him to what a high level. But sahabi he couldn't become. So the same way a person won't get that until he does not have a shaykh over him to be his shaykh. Ye dekha hai ke inke khue shaitani nahi chahte. Hazrat said, we have seen that desire of shaitani work doesn't go from those people also. Till you don't have a shaykh, then or you might be doing lot work of deen, but khue shaitani, you will be doing it for name and fame. Khue shaitani, the smell of shaitan, the effect of shaitan that will be on you, your anger won't go, your pride won't go, you'll be doing all deeds work, but this comes when a person has a connection with his shaykh and he does what he has to do. Allah removes this desire of pride. Allah blesses with sincere. Everyone else can be also sincere, and they are sincere. People who don't have a shaykh also, but the real level of ikhlas and sincerity, this will come when a person is under the shadow of his shaykh. Not just that he became bayat, but he follows up also. And the main thing he does is zikr regularly. Then this will remove all these diseases and all his ailments. وَفَيْزِ مُرْشِدِ كَامِلْ مِلَا جُو فَضْلِ رَحْمَانِ. And this fazl of Allah, and fazl is that bansela, which Allah gives extra, over and above. Others people also get, but what you get over and above from Allah Ta'ala is by the fares of the Murshid-e-Kamil. A Murshid, your Shaykh, who is a Shaykh-e-Kamil, by him you get that special favors of Allah Ta'ala. To phir is nafs-e-ammara ki kuch mani nahi jati. Then you find that you don't listen to your nafs-e-ammara. Your nafs which tells you all evil, now easily you just turn away from it. And if you don't have a Shaykh, then Hadrat Ra'a says that, to ye dekha hai ki unki khue shaitani nahi jati. Then your desire of guna, your inclination to guna and to please shaitan, that doesn't go. But by having a shaykh and doing what you have to do properly, then your nafs, you overcome it and you overpower it. Buto ki bewafai ka hua hai tujraba tujko. You have experienced so many times the disloyalty of idols. Whether it is the street woman, whether you are looking at that, and you thought you are doing it for enjoyment, but you saw your perishani increase. A person looked at porn, for example, at night, 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever it was, after that he's so disgusted with himself. He feels so bad that you, when he looks in the mirror, you what, khanka topi, big beard, and now you're going to make imamat. And at night, what were you watching? Hey, how you chide yourself, and how you, what are you, who are you, what are you doing? So this will never go from a person. Buto ki be wafai, they only at that time making you little happy, fooling you. And whatever it is, maybe even your haram earning, I'm earning so much, I'm doing so much of money, I'm turning around so much, what cars I'm driving, what properties I've got, what houses I've got. But inside you will be chiding yourself. What are you doing? Who are you trying to bluff? All the time, all this disloyalty of these idols besides Allah. And how much you turn sincerely to Allah, you'll find solace, peace, contentment. To buto ki bewafai ka hua hai tajruba tujhko. Many times you experience this. You realize it. Magar is tajruba se teri nadani nahi jati. But in spite of that, your nadani, your stupidity, your foolishness still does not go. Again you went fall in the same hole. It comes in a hadith, a mu'min doesn't fall in the same hole the second time. Once you made a mistake, you realize. But this dunya and temptation of guna, continuously we fall into the same hole again. Haseeno ki nigaon mein kisi ki parsai se. In the eyes of these idols, the street woman, of beautiful woman, the purity of a person, that he doesn't get involved, etc. Ye juram ishke nafsani pashimani nahi jati. But if you get inclined towards them, then the sin of that, You don't find your pashimani, your distress, your worry doesn't go away. All the time, what I'm thinking about this woman. I mean, what thoughts are coming to me? Why am I looking at them? Whether it's a street woman, whether it is on porn or whatever a person is looking, then he's a pure person. He's a pious person. But you get inclined by the sin of that inclination towards them. All the time your worry doesn't go away. It's there all the time. Khirat ne go kya hai mere daman ko rafu hardam. And with your brain you tell yourself, I didn't do anything wrong. And when you see yourself in the mirror, I'm a big buzur. When you go for namaz or anything, people are greeting you. And people, you hear them whispering, he's a buzurg, he's a pious person. Now you are being bluffed with all this. Your brains are bluffing you. You know yourself what you are, and you are letting your brains bluff you. Magar kyu ishki ye cha ke damani nahi jati. But why? Magar kyu ishki ye cha ke damani nahi jati. That still, that love of Allah which is there. And you got involved, yeah. And now that love of Allah is also, that you don't worry how you dress, your buttons are open, chaak damani, you are just walking around, just in the love of Allah Ta'ala. But that also is troubling you. You got involved, you wanted to look at porn, whatever. Gunao par nadamat se, ye toba ki karamat hai. But even if that happens, you're an insan. It happened to you, but you made sincere tawbah of your guna. And the karamat, the miracle of making tawbah on guna, kitab se kabhi unki mehrmani nahi ja. The person who makes tawbah, he falls in guna, he comes out, he falls in guna, he comes out. Allah's mercy will be on him all the time. A person who always makes tawbah, he can repeat the guna. It's, we don't have the intention. When you make tawbah, firm intention, I won't commit it. But you know your weakness. You fall in the guna. Allah's mercy won't leave. Aitai, ataibu, habibullah. A person who makes tawbah, Allah loves that person. Ataibu min adham, kamalla adhambala. A person who regularly makes tawbah, is by Allah, is a person who never committed a guna. Which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar. What ma'arif and ulum Allah had blessed our Shaykh. We say, for example, that a person, he stays with wuzu all the time, is ba wuzu. But we know for a fact, even when we are saying it, he's a human being. His wuzu has to break. He has to go toilet, he has to sleep. His wuzu will break. But who is that person who stays with wuzu? When his wuzu breaks, he makes wuzu again. You made wuzu to go and sleep, or you had wuzu, you went and sleep. The minute your eyes just closed, and after 5 seconds your eyes opened again. But you slept 5 seconds, your wuzu is broken. Now you're sleeping the whole night without wuzu. The minute your eyes closed properly, your sleep overtook you, your wuzu is broken, it's not the wuzu, sleep. But now you slept 6 hours, 8 hours. In the morning you got up, you went toilet also, then you made wuzu. They say this person stays with wuzu. And your whole night you get sawab of sleeping with wuzu. Though as soon as your eyes close, your wuzu broke. But you're getting, because you made wuzu, or you slept with wuzu, you are counted with wuzu. And then the whole day also you do all your things. And when your wuzu, now for Isra, for Fajr you made wuzu. And then you slept away again, you got up, for Chashd you made wuzu. With that same wuzu you made, you are said 24 hours is what, but how many times is wuzu broke? The same way, tawbah also. A person who makes tawbah of his gunas, he's a human being. Awwalun nasin. First of man, Adam alayhi salam, earth, all his children going to earth. It's just that, and everywhere where Allah promised his great mercies, one of his great mercies, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That Allah knew you are going to, but I promise beforehand, you just be on the right path, all your gunas also I will forgive. So Allah Ta'ala is that merciful being, that you just try, and you just keep on making tawbah, you are regarded as a taib all the time. Not only when you made tawbah, 24 hours you are staying with taqwa, you are staying with tawbah, and Allah's mercy does never leave a person who is like that. Even he's committing guna again, but Allah's mercy returns to him again. A person who keeps on making tawbah. Ke taib se kabhi unki mehrbani nahi jati. Hamara markaz e ummeed e rahmat aapka dar hai. Our markaz, our center, and your center, your headquarters, oh Allah, of all our mercy, is your threshold. We don't have hope by anyone else or anything else in the world. Where what is the markaz, what is the headquarters of our hope of mercy, is your threshold. We will beg from you, O Allah Ta'ala. Kisi ke dar pe to ya Rab ye peshani nahi jati. This head of mine, this begging bowl of mine, ya Allah, it doesn't go anywhere. It can't go. I want to also, but it just can't. I know you are, and this is Tawheed. When the reality of Tawheed comes, then there is no shirk that you join somebody else with Allah. Then the Tawheed is such that you only go to Allah. And then Allah in His mercy increases your respect, increases your honor, and people come and beg from you to accept. You don't have to go and beg from anyone. They will come and beg from you that you please accept, and they will then give it to you and tell you, Jazakallah, you accepted. Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, in fact, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali, his ustad, he was having his hair cut, hair done in Chatta Masjid in one room. And the barber was busy cutting his hair, etc. One man from Muzaffarnagar or Meerut came, very wealthy man in those days when money wasn't still paper money. It was actual coins. And he brought so much of coins that he couldn't carry it himself. He had to bring a khadim with him, two bags of gold coins, hadiya for Maulana. Maulana said, I don't need it. He said, please Maulana, you accept it. He said, I'm earning at that time perhaps 7 or 8 rupees. Five rupees are more or less to a rand, four or five rupees. So about 2 rand in those days. He says, from that all my expenses come out. From that I save also a third of it. And I save one third for going Hajj, Umrah, etc. I help the poor. What must I do with it? I don't need it. I'm earning enough. So he told him, then spend it on the students. Give it to the student. He said, why are you putting that bourge and trouble on me? You yourself give it to the student. Why you want to give it to me and burden me with it? You do it yourself. Then the person begged still, but Maulana didn't accept. He went away. And he put all the two bags of gold coin in the shoes of Maulana. And when Maulana came out, he told his khadim, see, when you turn from dunya, Allah puts dunya to you. And he throws dunya at your feet. So this is when a person does not turn to anyone in Allah. May Allah bless us with these qualities. And then Allah gives, and Allah gives with respect and honor. And more Allah gives you. میرے دل کی جو بخشی تو نے آہوں کی فراوانی. And there is a great thing that, oh Allah, that you gave me this heart which is filled with turning to you. آہوں, that your sigh and your faryad, your crying, your weeping and your begging of Allah, that is also a gift from Allah. That you only turn to Allah and you beg of Him, Ya Allah, I've got this need, you fulfill it. Ya Allah, you do my work for me. This that comes is also from Allah. Magar hasid se meri aah pehchani nahi chaati. But the person who is a jealous person, he cannot recognize that weeping of the sheikh. Jealousy is such a disease that it blinds you from all the good qualities of whom you are jealous on. And every human is a human. No matter who you are, there is some fault, some weakness in you, some fault in you. And the poor jealous person, all he can see is your faults. Your other good qualities which they are, he cannot see them. And his eyes are only on your faults all the time. And seeing your faults, he's blinded to see all the other good qualities. And a person who loves you, he's blind to your faults. He can't see those faults. He only sees the good qualities and he becomes more devoted. But hasid, to magar hasid se meri aah pehchani nahi jaati. The jealous person doesn't see all the other good. He just can't see it. He's blind. And today there is jealousy between husband and wife. That we can't see the wife's goodness. A few faults that we see, that she's got this fault. The wife can't see the husband's. Today so much so, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, a murid is jealous of his sheikh also. And that's why he can't see the good qualities. Shaitan only shows him, he's a human being, he has got some weaknesses. And Shaitan shows him all that, and he haven't got that aqidat on his sheikh. Because for whatever reason, he's my sheikh, but he doesn't benefit one bit from his sheikh. Because of the jealousy of his, he doesn't benefit one bit. All he sees is the weakness of the sheikh. And every human being has got weakness. And a person, if he really wants to benefit from his sheikh, he must make sincere dua to Allah. And when you see the goodness of your sheikh, you will benefit so tremendously. So today, a student, what is ustad, he's jealous about his ustad. And we don't even realize this jealousy. Friend and friend in the same class are jealous of one another. And the worst, our Shaykh Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, our Shaykh al-Hadith said, that the jealousy amongst the ulama will never go away. They'll always be jealous of one another. And every group is jealous of the same group. A doctor won't be jealous of a maulvi. A doctor is jealous on another doctor. A businessman is jealous on another businessman. But maulanas amongst them, the jealousy is also there. And therefore you can't see the goodness of another person. And this is an inherent thing in people. And this is our battle to remove that. Otherwise this jealousy makes you blind. And you can't see the good in a person. And that person doesn't, it's not harm. You are harming yourself. You jalte ho aage hasad ke aag mein. Why are you burning in the fire of jealousy? And that he's driving this car, he's got this, he's got that, whatever it is, now you are burning. ملتے ہو کفے افسوس, you are rubbing your hands, why he is enjoying, you lose your sleep at night, in your namazes you spoiling them, you thinking of him, that why, and you just seeing all his faults, all his million good things you can't see, his few faults, your eyes are just there. کیوں جہنم کے طرف چل رہے ہو؟ Why are you walking towards, تم ہو ناراض خدا کے فیصلے پر, you are unhappy with a less decision, those good qualities Allah gave him and you are burning, and that person is enjoying what Allah gave him, he hardly knows you are burning about him, and it's like the fly set on the horn of the bull, when it flew, was flying away, he told the bull, make me maaf, I said without permission, he said, I hardly knew you were sitting there. So like that, this person is enjoying, you go and ask him for maaf, and they are big hearted people. He said, I hardly knew you exist also. Forget all your evil thoughts. They are enjoying their life. You are burning yourself and destroying yourself all the time. Magar hasid se meri aah pehchani nahi jati. Mere malik karam se aapne jis par nigaah dali. Oh Allah, on who you put your attention, who you chose and you pulled him towards you, پھر اس کی بندگی سے شانِ ربانی نہیں جاتی. Then that person, he servitude to Allah, he is turning to Allah, the shan of Rabbani doesn't, everyone see he's a big Allah wala. And everyone recognize it, but the poor hasid, the jealous person can't see it. کبھی مشکل میں بھی پڑتا ہے اختر تو بحمداللہ. And dunya ups and downs come, it's natural thing. When these little hard conditions come, Hazrat said, and by Allah's fazal, khuda ke fazal se, ummeed pinhani nahi jati. My hope which is in my heart that you are there. You are the all powerful. You are the controller of situation. You have brought about the situation. To remove it is also only you. Ya Allah, that hope doesn't go. And whoever has hope in Allah, jo Allah se umeed rakhta hai, Allah unko na umeed, mayus nahi karte, balki Allah unko umeed se bahut zyada dete hai. That you still have hope in Allah, Allah will give you much more. And Allah doesn't let that person go without anything who has hope in Allah. Who has hope in Allah, Allah gives him. So even when difficult, hard conditions, Allah, you are there. What I'm going through, but I know you are Rabbul Alameen. You are the controller of all situations. And the situation is fully in your hand. Once we were landing at Botswana, Gaborone's airport, and there was a storm and the aeroplane was going this way and that way, up and down, everything. When we landed, the pilot announced that, you don't have to worry, the whole time the plane was fully in my control. Eh? Now he gives you satisfaction. When it was happening, he didn't. Now he says, you don't worry, the plane was fully in my control. So what is in his control? His own heartbeat is not in his control. His one breath is not in his control. Where is the whole plane in his control? But without any doubt, the whole world, every individual situation, condition, the whole world's is fully in the control of Allah. And a mu'min is that person who has got contact with Allah. And when you got Allah, that pilot with you who controls your whole life, and everything is in his control, what have you got to worry? May Allah bless us with this reality.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی، کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی، ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی، وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ، ایسا ہے میرا اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرہ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے، سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے، لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے، شان نئی سبحان اللہ، الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو، عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو، کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو، عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو، غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو، الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.